Welcome back, fans in the row. My host, Deuce McAllister. We are joined now by Danny Hughes, who played wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs 1993 to 1998. He is now the color analyst for Chiefs Radio. Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine right now. I guess, you know, maybe we have to wait until Monday night to see, you know. But all things considered, doing all right. And so it's funny, you know, you look at this Kansas City team, right? And so if you just kind of just – if I just handed you this sheet of paper and you said, all right, so turnovers on offense, 7, 28th in the league. Turnovers on defense, 3, 23rd in the league. Their turnover differential, minus 4, 29th. Scoring, 23, 14th. You know, they've got 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. The 5 picks are 30th in the league. If I said, what team is this? I don't think anybody would say Kansas City. But they are the epitome of find a way – anyway, they've been down, I think, in every game, and you just find a way. This is, if you're an other coach, you go, you want to see how it's done? This is how you finish.
Yeah, it is pretty weird, but actually, if you look back last year's Super Bowl run, there were a lot of not so bright points that were associated with the Chiefs in that Super Bowl run. The drops that we had as a wide receiving core. The giveaway, takeaway, like when I played under Marty Schottenheimer, like we would never, ever be minus 11 in giveaway, takeaway. And I don't know if there's ever been a team that's ever made it maybe even to the playoffs or even to the Super Bowl with a giveaway, takeaway at that level. But yet, as you mentioned, it's just about finding a way to win. And there have been teams around. You guys have been around for a while. I remember Deuce playing, and he's seen a lot of football as well. Like, there's just teams out there that figure out ways to win, and there's teams that figure out ways to lose. And I always like to throw a little playful jab to the interdivision rivalry, like the Chargers, who we beat. And last year, I'd say the last few years, under Brendan Staley, like, if they would have just figured out ways to win close games, he'd still be coaching there. They would have probably beaten the Chiefs several times during that run and during this Patrick Mahomes era. But it always seemed to get to a point where a game is close, fourth quarter comes around, might not be playing our best football, and then we just put something together and make something happen. And, like, ugly wins are still wins. It's unfortunate that it's associated with us and with those numbers, but like, there's a lot of teams out there that are 2-2, 1-3, with some better numbers, better stats, that wish they were 4-0.
That's us. That's the Saints.
Well, and that's exactly what I was going to say, because it's almost, and it's like the belief, not only of the head coach, but it starts with the quarterback that, hey, he's going to give us a chance to be in this game. We've just got to believe that we're in the game when that situation comes about.
Yeah, you know what? It's also the mindset of we're never out of the game. So it's both, like, we're in the game, but then there's a concept of, hey, we're never out of the game. And if you look at this Chiefs run, the 2-time Super Bowl champs back-to-back, look at the games last year. Look at the games this year. Being in Atlanta and having to make a stop of them driving the ball down the field, being a toenail away from a loss against the Ravens on opening night, the Cincinnati Bengals having to come back and hold them down as much as we did. Like, it's not just about finding a way to win, but always feeling like, okay, guys, like, let's go ahead and win this one. Like, if they're going to let us win it, we're going to go ahead and win it. And if you look at the course of this season and even into last year, the playoffs, Super Bowl, et cetera, down by double digits, making magic happen, it's just a knack for this team. And if you look at the sideline, like I've always said, you can tell a lot about what people believe or what other teams think about the coach that you have by the post-game handshake. Like, Andy Reid, you can tell, like, we had Todd Haley. We had other coaches here that weren't necessarily in high regard around the league, and you'd always had some friction with another team, but never the case with Andy Reid. You never see that. But one other thing you never see is on the sideline, you don't see people freaking out. Like, you don't see anybody, like, getting outside of themselves. Yeah, there's some competitive juices that flow with Travis Kelce, sometimes Patrick Mahomes. But in close games, what you see is just a team that's like, all right, guys, I'm going to look around left and right. Let's go ahead and win this one. Whatever way we got to do it, we got to do it. And there's even Tyron. I'm sure Tyron can say something about that. Willie Gay Jr., Colin. I mean, the guys that have played it with this organization, it's something special to witness the calmness of the sideline and the focus that they keep when other teams seem to maybe get outside themselves.
Well, I got to ask you, offensively, being down a couple receivers and, you know, not having your starting running back and all of that pressure going to Mahomes and Kelce and just how they've been able to handle it, or you look at it, how do you generate offense? You know, just because you know kind of where the bracket is going to go and some other guys having to have to step up.
Yeah, I just think that there's confidence throughout this roster, and depth is something that, you know, a lot of teams are desperate for, but it always seems like we have figured out how to assemble a roster under Brett Veach and Andy Reid over the course of, you know, these last 7 years since Patrick has been here, and even beyond that when Alex Smith was the quarterback. There always just seems to be the guys that are waiting in the wings that, although they may not be able to put eye-popping numbers, they make plays when it's necessary. And when you look at our team, Xavier Worthy coming in as a rookie, Mecole Hardman making his second time around here in Kansas City, guys like, you know, that are just dependable guys. In the running back room, I mean, how huge is it for us to get Kareem Hunt back and him to get back in good graces here in Kansas City and then be able to contribute the way he did in his first game of the season, first action of the season last week? So, like, it's just next man up mentality. They don't really change a lot that goes on. Now, this week is going to be interesting because, you know, obviously we'll go into the game without Rashee Rice. You know, we won't know who's going to be the guy and who's going to step up and take that role on. And if Xavier Worthy is ready for more food on his plate, so to speak, and because I believe, you know, that 4-2-1 speed, as Deuce, you know, 4-2-1 speed, you probably can get that at 20 plays a game. You start putting 40 plays, 45, 50 plays a game on a wide receiver, that we'll see how that 4-2-1 translates. I mean, to me, with that speed, you don't want him to be out there winded and playing at a 4-5 clip. That's the speed that we drafted. That's why you got to kind of spoon-feed him into the offense so he's always that threat to make a big play like he did last week. So somebody's got to step up. Patrick Mahomes has always been a guy that has moved the ball around, shown that he's comfortable with receivers out there. He's not like Tom Brady and the other quarterbacks that we've seen in the past that will ice a guy out because he ran the wrong route. Patrick will go right back to him. And I think that's something as a former wide receiver that I would love to be a part of, is to know that as long as I'm on the field, there's some magic that I could be a part of as long as I'm doing the right thing. So it's next man up mentality.
And so we're still waiting. Obviously, Mecole Hardman, who was limited yesterday, did not practice today. Mm-hmm. But that is a position, you know, they're still – it's just Friday. But you know, I guess by his standards, it's been a slow start for Kelce. But I don't – that doesn't mean a whole lot to me because it just takes one, right? It just took that deep pass against the Chargers. And it doesn't – he don't have to catch 10 passes. If he catches 4 passes and 2 of them are touchdowns, he's done his job.
Absolutely. I think he's really shown his maturity and, you know, obviously showing some frustration, but there's only but so much frustration you can show when you're still winning football games. As a competitor, you want to be a part of everything, even the wins, even if you're winning. But Kelce has shown, like last week, there's been a couple of times where he's caught passes, deep passes, that probably would have reignited him during any of these 4 games that were called back because of penalty. And, you know, he's been able to kind of go with the flow, but he also knows it's a long season. He's been an Iron Man for this organization. And as you mentioned, there can be a 10-catch, 120-yard game or multiple games like that that have put him right back on schedule with his production that he expects every single year. He's just under 1,000 yards last year. Could have gotten it if we would have opted to play him in Game 17 last year, but we didn't need to. And he was mature enough to sit on the sideline and know that we had the playoffs and ultimate Super Bowl that was ahead of us, so there was really, really no reason to be chasing numbers. I don't see him changing from that this year. He's not going to go out there chase numbers. He just wants to be a part of winning.
From the aspect of, obviously, me and Mike, we were talking about it off air, you know, KC has played in and will play in a ton of primetime games. But with it being Monday night, will there be any additional maybe gas or heat, you know, from the fans, from the players, that it's a highlight opportunity? I mean, it's a showcase game. They're your only game on television. So I want to go out there and put a show on.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but it's kind of been par for the course, and I don't want to sound like pompous or we're arrogant right now, but we opened the season the last 2 years on Thursday Night Football because we won the Super Bowl. We've played primetime game already in Atlanta. This is another one. The other big thing is that the Royals are playing in the postseason that same night against the New York Yankees. We'll be here in Kansas City. They'll be in New York. That first pitch is an hour before our game. So tailgating, the entire day is a festivity for all the Chiefs fans and the Chiefs kingdom, but you're going to have that extra juice that people are going to be like building up to the Royals game, then coming over to Arrowhead Stadium and watching the Chiefs. And I'm sure they're going to have cut-ins on the Jumbotron at Arrowhead Stadium of the Royals, and they're playing, and hopefully they're winning. So it's a huge weekend for everybody here in the Chiefs kingdom between the Kansas City Royals and the Chiefs. But Monday Night Football is still king. You know as well as I do, Deuce, when the schedule used to come out, I don't know if you did it in this order, but it was like, okay, where's the bye week? How many primetime games we got? Who are we playing on Monday Night Football? And are we playing at home? And that's how you kind of looked at the schedule back in April when it would come out. That's how these guys are, but they're used to being on center stage now. We've been down this road.
And I would say, because you weren't being pompous, you guys earned it, right? You didn't get that for
– It's just the truth.
It wasn't a gift, yeah. Right? You opened up on Thursday. You had a Sunday. You're playing us on Monday. You play Tampa on Monday. You have a Friday night game. You have a Sunday night game after that. And the rest of them, a couple of three, you know, are 3:25 games. It's a when you guys play noon, that's when it's a news story. When you play a noon game, right?
Well, we play every day of the week this season except for Tuesday. We play on a Wednesday, which is Christmas. And Tuesday we travel for that Wednesday game at Pittsburgh. So, like, this is an uncharacteristic season in regards to the Chiefs and their game schedule. We'll play every day of the week, which I don't think that's ever been the case that I can remember, except for Tuesday, and that's a day that we'll actually travel. So talking about, you know, the Chiefs and almost being a seven-day type of party throughout this season, that's what's going to make it a fun season.
The last thing that I have, I'm just curious because you've not probably played your A game. I'm taking a Tiger Woods line, but you know you're still 4-0. When you look at the Saints team and you know who have dominated, there are a lot of charts and stats, but who gives a crud when you're 2-2? I'm just wondering from your perspective and the Chiefs' perspective, what is it about the Saints team that would worry you?
So I will tell you this, what was the most impressive, I know that the last two losses have been troubling and maybe have opened up the door for some doubts in regards to the Saints, their capabilities, and maybe the fan base worrying or what have you, losing two close games like they did. But to me, what stands out is the way they won the first two. And it wasn't so much that I was surprised about their defense because – you know, pretty much since Cam Jordan has been there, you guys have been pretty solid on defense for several years now. What was surprising and eye-opening was the offensive numbers that you guys were putting up. Right now, you guys are averaging 31.8 points per game. That's first in the NFL. You're top 10 in net yards per game. Top 10 or top 5 in multiple categories offensively. So, like, I think that's probably been an eye-opener to a lot of Saints competitors or competition coming into this season, and obviously it's the same for the Chiefs this week. It's not so much about the 2-2 record, because it really was just about one or two possessions that got you guys from being 4-0 to 2-2. The points that you guys putting up offensively should be concerning to anybody that you guys will face this season. And I'm sure that Steve Spagnuolo and this defense for the Chiefs definitely recognize the firepower that you guys can put forth.
Well, we hope that we do see a little bit of that game 1-2. We haven't seen much in the last 2 weeks, but they've also still been in position to win the football game. It's going to be a glorious day Monday at Arrowhead. 70 degrees is going to be the high, down into the 50s in the evening. So looking forward to it. Really appreciate your time on a Friday evening to spend some time with us. Danon Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, now the color analyst for KC Radio.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.
Great.
Thank you. You too.
We'll talk to you on Monday.